1. They're late. Chill, bro, they'll be here. What if they ran into the snipes? Or they're setting us up? If they ran into the snipes, then we're off the hook, yeah? The smaller of the two figures crouching in the shadows near the darkened van considered. Hadn't thought of that. It was so dark that it was barely possible to distinguish the boxy silhouette of the van from the piles of debris and the hulks of rusted-out vehicles littering the large vacant lot, let alone the two men who were taking every precaution not to be seen. Both stood in tense readiness, one with his finger curled around the trigger of a heavy pistol inside the pocket of his armored jacket, the other with a Remington 950 pointed at the ground. Scanning the area constantly through low-light glasses, they struggled not to jump at the sound of every stray devil rat foraging among the junk. The smaller figure spoke again, his voice sounding nervous in the blackness. What if we just ran? We could get a head start if we left now. If we could get out of the Nan, get to Seattle maybe? Don't be stupid, Dylan. The other's voice was deeper, surer, but still not so many years away from his teens. Even if we could get away, what about Mom? What about Lena? We're just fragged. They've got us by the short hairs and they know it. The smaller one sighed, kicking at the dusty ground. I don't want to do this, Bryce. It's wrong. It makes me want to puke just thinking about it. You got an alternative? Bryce's voice was oddly gentle. Drek, you think I want to do it? You think I wouldn't have killed them for even suggesting it if we had a choice? He paced back and forth, his eyes never ceasing their scan. We do this, we're clear. The other young man snorted. You really believe that? Think, Bryce. Even if nobody catches us at this and burns us alive, they still know what we did. And next time they need patsies, they know right where to look, don't they? The nervousness in his voice had given way to bitter sarcasm. We... Shh. Bryce held up a quick hand to shut his brother up. In the silence, they could both barely hear the approach of a silently running vehicle with no lights as it drew closer to their location. It was another van, not unlike their own, outwardly nondescript and unassuming, but with an exhaust note that spoke of careful maintenance and more than a little bit of modification. It rolled up and stopped, but the engine remained running. The back door opened, and a man and a woman, both dressed in long coats and with caps pulled down low over their eyes, got out. Each held a nasty-looking SMG, currently trained on Bryce and his brother. You followed? The woman asked, glancing around. Bryce stepped forward, careful not to point his Remington at the newcomers. Nah. You got it? They looked him over for several seconds, until he began to wonder if they were seeing more than merely his physical form. Then the man nodded and stepped back into the van, emerging after a moment carrying a smallish crate about the size of a large toolbox. He didn't hand it over yet. You know what to do, right, kid? No funny business. We'll know, and you won't like what happens if we find out you didn't show up to the meet with the shipment. Got it? Bryce nodded, his face twisted with self-loathing and anger. Yeah, we got it. But this is it. We're squared up after this, you scan? The woman smiled. It was a creepy smile, mocking and amused. Sure, sure. Just don't go getting any attacks of conscience halfway through. That's a luxury you two screw-ups don't have right now. Not if you want to clear your rep with the boss and keep your family breathing. The man moved forward, holding the box out toward Bryce and his brother. Now take it and get moving. You know where the meat is. In the end, Bryce himself had to take it and stow it carefully in the back of the van. Dylan couldn't bring himself to touch it. Without further conversation, the man and the woman climbed back into their vehicle and it rolled off. Bryce waited until they were gone before firing up the van and heading out in the opposite direction, toward the road that would take them back into Cheyenne. The tiny rotodrone that soared up out of the debris and set a course to follow them flew high and made no sound in the night sky. They never even noticed it was there.